When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new Clipcast. I'm Chris Cowild, available for back-to-backs and all games. With me, as always, toot your horns, America, because it's Burbank Hank, the pride of Burbank, Henry Dimmitt.
And I'm in a far better mood because it's been 24 hours since the end of our game versus the Denver Nuggets.
We were up 90 to 80.
Sorry, it's the end of our game versus the worst players of the Denver Nuggets.
Now, look, here's the silver lining to that miserable rain cloud.
I want it because that was a gut punch. I think we all assumed that was going to be a big, fat W.
Yes, 100%, especially after beating Dallas. And by the way,
almost beating the Nuggets with Jokic.
Of course. And then also being up 90-80 in the fourth quarter versus the shorthanded Nuggets. But I was at the game where we beat Kyrie Irving and Don't You Just Hate Luka Doncic, and my guest Hal Rudnick, who's going to be on later, sooner than later, with a great new bit called Things Found in James Harden's Beard with Hal Rudnick. And fans, you are in for a treat. Back to the depressing game, the rain cloud of being up 90-80 in the fourth and then losing somehow by a lot. The silver lining of that rain cloud was it was all former Clipper greats. Reggie Jackson.
Nice. That was
and
nice.
DeAndre Jordan.
Are you talking about world champions?
World champions.
World champs.
Reggie Jackson. And also Olympic gold medalist, world champion, and former first team All-NBA center DeAndre Jordan, who statistically has the most minutes as a Clipper, has played the most games as a Clipper, has the most rebounds as a Clipper. And I say retire his number in the rafters. Well, I'm crazy.
And there also was a really heartwarming and emotional interview that they did with DJ also, where he was saying, I just feel like I can be a contributor. You know, you can tell he wants to matter for an NBA team. He wants to be on an NBA team. So
they combined for over 50. Reggie had over 30. DeAndre had over 20. And you would have loved to have seen that in years past as Clippers. But unfortunately, we saw it as Clipper fans happening to us as they donned their Denver Nugget World Champs jerseys. But look, I get it. The sky is falling. You look at James Harden, he comes in here. I think the record since he's been active is 4-7 or something terrible. I totally get that. The sky's falling. I get it. But since Ty tinkered, okay? Since Coach Ty Lue tinkered and put Terrence Mann in that starting lineup, they're 4-2, and that ain't nothing. 4-2 is not nothing.
No,
that's
and I know
a winning basketball team, even though we are currently a losing basketball
team.
Well,
that's true, and it really would have been great to have hit .500 on that game that should have been a W.
It. Yeah, we would have been 5-1 in the six with Terrence Mann.
You would have liked it. You would have felt much better about everything.
Much better.
But also,
coming off the Dallas,
even
yes.
Paul George, who's really gotten dragged for a terrible night. A terrible shooting
night. The worst.
But he's been great. He's been averaging better than 28 points a game, I want to say, for the last five games. He's been a horse for us. He just had a bad night. While Reggie and DJ had great nights.
Do you remember the night that we were in the stands together and they put us on the Jumbotron and it was tied 100-100 and James Harden hits a four-point play to win the game?
Yes.
Do you remember whose jersey I was wearing?
Westbrook.
And who was the worst of the four stars that night? Do you remember?
Oh, is it Westbrook?
It was. Guess whose jersey I was wearing versus Denver?
Paul George?
Old Jinxy McJinxersons.
Why don't we start buying you jerseys from the other team?
Is it possible for it to say Clippers on the front and then the name of the other team's best player on the back?
Oh my gosh, I would prefer you rep the other team if you're going to sabotage our if you're going to sabotage our sweet sweet Clippers, if you're going to be such a jinx jinxertons.
Well, I mean, we are known for our hijinks on the Jumbotron.
Sure,
and now also, here I am, high jinxing everybody. Like, hi, I'm the big jinx, everybody. I'm so sorry. All right, look, I don't want to go down the downward spiral of the gloom and doom. The sky is falling. I'd like to maybe do that on the other side of this moment that was captured as the Clippers just demolished and dismantled.
Yeah, let's go back
a very
in time.
Good
it's a great
Dallas
moment.
Mavericks basketball team. Here comes Hal Rudnick, a great comedian, great improviser, great actor. He's on the show. Take a listen.
Exciting new segment for ClipCast happening as the Clippers crush the Dallas Mavericks by 19 points. Held them to under 50 in the first half. This new segment is called Things Found in James Harden's Beard with Hal Rudnick. And joining me once again for this brand new segment, Things Found in James Harden's Beard with Hal Rudnick, is the one and only, the clown prince of pop culture. He is the king of the nerd herd. He is Hal Rudnick. He's performing at LA Comic Con doing improv Saturday, and he's here for you lucky listener. You lucky listener. They don't know how lucky they have it, Hal. So,
Chris Noel, thank you.
You're welcome. The listener knows me as Chris Wilds. So,
Chris Wilds, thank you.
First thing
for that
found
introduction.
In James Harden's beard, Chris Wilds' legal birth certificate, which states he is indeed Christopher Noel, N-O-L-L.
So you're not going to cut that out?
No. That's one of the many things found in James Harden's beard. What else could you find in James Harden's beard, Hal?
Chris, thanks for having me. You can absolutely find glitter and, for that matter, an entire G-string in James Harden's beard.
Oh, he likes the clubs. He likes the gentlemen's clubs.
It is well documented that my man, James Harden, enjoys frequenting the gentlemen's clubs.
Did you know what else you can find in James Harden's beard?
Hit me.
Spare set of keys for the Intuit Dome.
Wow.
Spare set of keys for
you
the
know,
front door of the Steve Ballmer Sports Access
he
Center.
He is. You might say he is the newest Clipper, but already.
They gave him the keys.
The keys to the kingdom.
You gave him the keys.
Also known as the Intuit Dome.
That's right. Steven Ballmer Sports Access Center.
Yes, and that acronym is?
Ball sack.
Yes, yes.
The keys to the ball sack found in James. Do you know who this actor is? Daniel Henney?
Oh, he was announced. I had no idea, though.
I don't know who he is. I looked him up, and I still don't know who he is.
So I don't know if you already talked about this on the show. During the game, you know, you get luminaries here. You get Billy Crystal here.
Yeah.
And you get, like, legit stars.
No, Kevin Hart, always. Anthony Anderson, actual stars.
Always. They stopped the game to shout out a I have never heard of.
Daniel
and
Henney.
As Chris mentioned, I am the president of the nerd herd.
Dude, clown prince of pop culture.
I've got my finger on the ball.
You know about Dolly Parton being a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader at the halftime show Thanksgiving game.
But you know what I don't know? Daniel Henney. For a second, I'm like,
now,
is he a quarterback?
But what you don't know, listener, if you weren't at the game, when they announced him, James Harden pulled Daniel Henney out of his beard. That is another thing you can find in James Harden's beard, Daniel Henney.
That was the one cool thing, the one cool thing.
That was the one credit I recognized of Daniel Henney.
You know, James Harden, much has been made about, was he wearing a prosthetic belly to get out
of
Houston?
Sure.
Well, my guy's an eater. He does have a hoagie in that beard.
six foot sandwich.
A full six foot party sub.
All right, so James Harden sneakers tonight, Pepto pink. They were Pepto basketball pink.
It was dialed up a couple of notches above Pepto. It was a hot pink.
Hot
Pepto
pink.
Is like a lukewarm pink.
Okay, so it was a hotter pink than Pepto.
Yes.
Things you can find in James Harden's beard, bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Absolutely.
The guy
if
loves
you're going to down a hoagie.
You need that Pepto.
During a game.
Also, a tub of Tums to Tum Tum Tums.
You know, while you're at it, throw a couple of Rolaids in there.
And Alka-Seltzer.
The Rolaids Relief Man of the Year.
That's right.
A baseball prestigious award.
That's right. What? That's right.
Who is the Rolaids Relief Clipper of the Year?
Oh, James Harden. Absolutely. Because he has so many antacids hidden in his beard at all times. Oh, another thing hidden in James Harden's beard.
Yes.
The third Curry brother. Everyone knows Steph Curry.
Steph.
All right.
We just
people
tonight
are aware
we Seth.
Of Seth Curry.
Yes.
Shep Curry.
Wow, not to be confused with Shem from the Three Stooges.
No. Shem is from the Three Stooges.
Shep
is the third Curry brother, not that good at shooting. A layup master. The guy can lay it in off the glass every time. King of the finger roll. Has no distance shot.
Absolutely. Yeah. A disgrace to the Curry family.
Oh, Del Curry does not speak of Shep Curry.
Did you know that Del Curry and his wife,
They
split, and he started dating a woman who was married to a gentleman that she started dating.
No.
They broke up and started dating a couple. That's weird.
And all four of them can be found in James Harden's beard, Hal.
True story. One more thing.
Last thing in James Harden's beard.
James Harden was shipped out of Philly.
Yeah.
But he did not leave there without taking
bearded.
Daryl Morey's car keys.
That mother. And the Liberty Bell. And the Rocky statue.
All three.
And Daryl Morey's car keys.
And Daryl Morey's car keys. Daryl Morey, he traded James Harden. And then he's like,
where are my keys? Anybody see my keys?
Yeah, he's at the office. He's at the Spectrum or wherever it is.
I can't find my fob.
Where do the Sixers play? The
Spectrum.
There you go.
The bag of bones Spectrum over here. They
the
are the
Broad
worst
street bully.
Boom. The C battery Spectrum. Didn't they famously throw batteries?
They threw snowballs at Santa.
At an Eagles game.
Yeah. I also remember hearing about batteries at a Giants against the Dodgers.
That wasn't Philly.
No.
Okay. So you cannot find.
But I don't.
You know,
yeah, I'm not
sure. You can't find any batteries in James Harden's beard.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, let me point out.
Oh, Henny's back. No Henny bashing. He's too close. He'll kick our asses.
We were here at the end of the game.
Right.
One of the.
It's actually better for audio, probably.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
A lot.
One of the proudest traditions when the influencers stand around and take pictures. So many influencers
That's
getting
right.
their courtside pictures.
Of course, selfies, etc.
Oh yeah.
Where the hen dog is probably down there, Daniel Henney. The hen dog is
oh,
probably
man,
down there.
Oh man, they stopped
sipping Hennessy.
The game. I couldn't
name one thing
on his IMDb page, but he was worth. Shouting out.
Of course, came out of James Harden's beard and the fans went nuts.
Oh, yes.
One last thing that you can find in James Harden's beard right here at crypto.com arena is a Wetzel dog. So it's a hot dog, but instead of your hot dog bun, it's a Wetzel pretzel wrapped around that hot dog.
A pretzel bun takes any dog or sandwich to
the next level. And it also takes James Harden's beard to the next level. Thank you so much for being here, Hal. For
Chris Wilde.
Things found in James Harden's beard with Hal Rudnick.
What a pleasure. Go Clips.
Go Clips.
Huge. That Hal Rudnick's got a mouth on him. Jeez.
He's from Jersey. From Jersey.
He's it's from confirmed. Jersey. Do you have carpal tunnel from having to bleep out so many Fs?
Well,
it's a great segment, by the way. That's
myself.
Fun.
Thank you. I pride myself on being a fabulous editor, especially audio editor at this point, 12 years, 13 years? I don't even remember. We're on season 12, 12 years later of editing this podcast. So, hey, it's my great pleasure and privilege to take out all the F-bombs from Hal.
It's great.
F-bomb Rudnick. But also, I don't think, you know, people know, hey, it's Chris Wilde. And this guy, he and I go way back.
Oh, my gosh, so far back. He used your legal name.
Well, we met in high school.
What?
He was my student council president. He was a senior when I was a sophomore. We were in the musical Grease together. I was Duty, and he was Vic Fontaine or something,
fun.
The radio DJ.
Fun.
Anyway, but he was my student council president, and he is a riot. And he's out here in Hollywood making a name for himself. So speaking of names, he knew my legal name, a government name. And also, like, he's been following my career our whole lives. And, you know, now that I'm a dad, and by the way, Hal Rudnick is a brand new dad. Congrats.
Oh, mazel tov.
But I've been a dad 13 years, for God's sake. PG-13 is all you're going to get from Chris Wilde. But Hal Rudnick just became a dad, and he knows Chris Wilde as the Randy Rated R rascal from Comedy Central.
Sure. Sure.
That's where you met me as a very rated R individual.
Oh my gosh, we both were incredibly rated R. Neither one of us were dads. And now,
and
look
you know
at
what,
us.
Hank? I think becoming Clipper fans and going to games and listening to drunks yell obscenities in front of children changed us.
It.
And we were never doing that. And we always knew, like, well,
never
it's
swearing.
A family show.
Obnoxious and weird and silly and ironic. Our heckles were always ironic. I'll never forget the game that we sat there. Was it Dirk
Dallas
Nowitzki
Mavericks.
That we sat
Dirk
there
Nowitzki's
and spent
Dallas
the
Mavericks.
We spent the whole game heckling Dirk Nowitzki for having a spray tan, but
we
weren't calling him F bombs and F
no.
S's.
We didn't say way to get a F and fake tan, you S.
No, I don't like this. I don't like people swearing at games. It's too much, and we had to move because we had a Lakers fan sitting. Sorry, speaking of swears, we had an L-word fan. Sitting right behind us in the premiere section that my amazing agents at KMR Talent gave us. And he was swearing so much that we eventually moved down two rows into the front row just to get away from his swears.
I didn't mind the swearing. I just didn't like all the Anthony Davis and...
Oh, I don't like the swearing.
What's the name of the guy that's not great that everybody wants to be great?
LeBron James.
No. Their third option.
Anthony Davis.
The third option.
Oh, LeBron James.
Awesome. Their third option is LeBron James a second time. Their first option is
Bronny,
Anthony Davis.
Bronny James.
Their second option is LeBron James. Their third option is a LeBron James second
and then
time.
And their fourth
when
option
passes
is
to himself.
Austin Reeves.
Which is, by the way, traveling when you pass to yourself. Hey, I know you have a hot take on the NBA Cup that I think the listener deserves to hear it. They need to hear it. They want to hear it. They also maybe would appreciate a little bit of PG content for just
yeah,
a few
well,
minutes.
Listen, my hot take on the NBA Cup is not a it's not a positive one. I have loved the alternate courts. I love a city edition jersey. I love all this fun stuff. I'm a purist when it comes to the sport, but I've really enjoyed that added thing. But I have shifted my opinion about the Cup because at the beginning of the season I said,
oh, that is bullshit.
The worst thing that could happen would be to win the cup and not win the trophy, not win the ring.
Sure, or not even make the playoffs. Absolutely.
Not win the Larry. That would be the worst thing. And now, because I have not been in a great headspace since last night, although I was in a great headspace prior to last night, it was really just really great until like the last quarter of last night's game.
So brutal.
Now what I see it as is that they haven't even said, like, we were eliminated from this thing before almost anyone else in the league. It's just another gut punch for us that we didn't even make the in-season tournament.
It's not really going to get interesting until it's that Elite Eight and no one cares
it's
about
not
point
even gonna
differential.
Be, it's not
just win
even
and you're
be,
in, lose, and you're out.
It's not even going to be interesting there then. It's not going to matter. It's really not going to matter. It doesn't matter.
No, I disagree,
matter.
But go
and
on.
I was talking to some buddies who were kind of new to it, who weren't really super aware of it, not huge NBA fans. They're the kind of guys that the NBA is literally trying to rope in. They don't start watching the NBA until Christmas.
Until Christmas, right.
And they were all texting and saying,
it's called casuals.
They're like, I'm worried about the NBA players that they would add this tournament and all these extra games. What about the health of the players? And I said, they're already existing regular season games that just count towards the tournament. And they
only one added
none of them knew that.
Right. Only one added game is the championship game. That's the only added
game. And so it also feels quite arbitrary. Like when you go into the playoffs, you say every one of these games really matters. But in the regular season, to just suddenly arbitrarily say, well, it's Thursday and we put down the special court, so we'll just say this is the tournament. It just feels meaningless. But it feels meaningless because we're out.
Right. It's meaningless to us. And it doesn't mean a damn thing other than you get the trinket and you get $500,000, which is a lot of dough, even for rich guys.
Especially you know, people in California have said, like, with our incredible cost of living. It's so expensive.
Multi-millionaires playing for half of $1 million. Who GAF?
Well, except not
who
every,
gives AF?
Except not every one of these players. Not every player is a multi-millionaire.
15th man? You think Moussa Diabate doesn't want $500,000?
Oh, gosh, I guarantee you does. Big time he does. Big time he does.
So here's the thing. I think it's going to be very interesting when it's the Elite Eight, and especially that Final Four weekend or whatever in Vegas.
Boring.
I think it's going to be very interesting.
You're going to watch it all. You can't wait.
Well, yes and no. So here's the thing. It will matter only to a team like, for example, the Sacramento Kings. Okay,
explain. I don't know what you mean.
Or I honestly don't. Because we're out, I don't really know off the top of my head who's even in, and I don't really care because all I care about is the Clippers, and we're out. But take a team like OKC Thunder. Take a team like Sacramento Kings. Take a team like, look, the Memphis Grizzlies aren't in it. But so let's just say Sacramento Kings, for example. They go to the playoffs last year, I believe, as the 2 seed or the 3 seed, okay? They did phenomenally well during the regular season. Then they go into the first round. And I believe what happened was they lost in 7 to maybe the Warriors. I honestly don't remember. All I know is the L word beat either Memphis or Sacramento, and that Golden State Warriors, who were the then defending champions, beat the other team. They were 6-7. We were 5. We played 4, as we all know. Phoenix Suns, we know how that went down. But it means something to these young teams who have never done anything ever. And so if you're a team like Sacramento who finally scraps their way into the playoffs for the first time in forever, and they had one of the best records in the NBA, and then they went and they just basically crapped the bed and lost in 7, and they were out in round 1, and they have nothing to show for that great season. A team like that, that goes into Vegas and has to win 3 straight. You got to win that Elite Eight. You got to win the Final Four. And then you got to win the championship. And then you get that NBA Cup and you get that dough. I think it means more for a team like that than, say, who I think the whole darn thing was rigged to fix is the L word or the Boston Celtics. I don't think it means a hill of beans to either one of those storied franchises, but it does mean a hill of beans to a young upstart team. And other than that, it just don't matter.
Yeah. And it's funny you would mention the L word and the Boston Celtics, because I'm starting to feel like we're living in the past considering that rivalry to be such a huge rivalry. I think you don't make this series winning time, and a majority of NBA fans literally don't know that that's one of the greatest rivalries in the history of the sport.
Right.
They literally
so
don't
ago.
Think of that. They'll think it's Philly and Boston or Lakers versus Clippers, which is, of course, absurd. And they right. and they'll ignore even more recent history of like how many times in the playoffs that almost great Sacramento Kings played the Lakers.
Yeah. And, you would argue that the Blazers or the Kings are more of an L-word rival, certainly, than we are. And definitely the Celtics. And what's crazy is Kobe faced the Celtics twice, lost once, won once. And there you go. It just adds to the storied rivalry. And that even happened in the 21st century. So
but it's
anyone who
be...
doesn't realize that is cash.
Well, they're cash or young.
Or both.
Or both. But it is. But speaking of Sacramento, it should be very interesting. we're going to basically sort of get some baseball series-y kind of matchups here over between now and the middle of December, right? Because we play Sacramento of the next six games, we play Golden State 3 times and Sacramento twice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And then in the middle, we got a good gimme with Portland. You know, the
well, Sacramento's tomorrow night or tonight, like, depending on when toilet. You're listening. And what's nice is Sacramento is playing currently right now versus the Warriors. So tomorrow night, Sacramento will be night two of a back-to-back.
Thank God.
Then we go to Oakland or San Francisco or wherever, some crappy night two Northern of a back-to-back California wine town.
Oh, yeah.
And we're on night two of a back-to-back. Yeah. However.
However.
Kawhi Leonard available in all back-to-backs this season. However, that Dallas W, wasn't that night two of a back-to-back? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
And that game before.
After a loss, by the way. After a loss.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah. After a loss. Shoulda, coulda, woulda versus New Orleans. Shoulda, coulda, woulda versus Denver. And here's the thing, and I'm just going to remind the fans. I know the sky is falling. Oh, gloom. Meet doom. Insult. Meet injury. James Harden, he's a poison pill, I tell you. Oh, drat and confound. The two teams that have been our absolute kryptonite in the past all years with Kawhi and Paul George. So we're on year 5 of this experiment. The two teams that have been the burr in our saddle, the craw in our, we asked for the salad to have no craw in it, have been the New Orleans Pelicans and the Denver Nuggets. So it's these two teams that have always beat us. So yes, James Harden came and didn't fix it right away. But James Harden came and there was a 5-game skid. Okay, Russell Westbrook came and there was a 5-game skid. The Golden State Warriors had a 6-game skid this season, but you don't hear about the gloom and doom for Steph Curry, Golden Boy. You don't hear about it. All you hear about is, oh, if they win by more than 12 versus Sacramento, they go to the NBA Cup, blah, 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 blah. Like, who cares? Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? And I actually like how this is working. I want to very quickly sidebar for the people. Like, man, it's bananas how knee-jerk people are about a player having a bad night. Paul George had a bad night. Also, 5 times this season, a Clipper has scored better than 30 points. And 3 of the 5 times, it has been Paul George. People like to slam James Harden. James Harden's biggest knock has been his defense as a player.
Which is insane. Oh yeah, you're absolutely right.
And he has been playing defense. He has been locking guys up. And in the last 6 games, if you take
he had to defend Zion for God's sake.
Oh my God! And by the way, Zion scored a bunch of points, but Harden played him. Man,
Harden's been playing great defense. Harden has arguably played the best defense of his career right here in downtown Los Angeles because I think he wants to stay here. Same thing with Russell Westbrook.
He absolutely does.
This is the end.
Also, this is the end of the line. I would also say you're talking about 6 games. In the last 6 games, you know, the 3 main stats that we track team
We're
leaders
4-2
on.
In the last six.
Yes, and in those 4-2, the 3 stats we track most often are for team points is team leader in points, team leader in rebounds, team leader in assists. In those 6 games, so each game you have a leader in points, you have a leader in rebounds, leader in assists. In those 6 games, James Harden.
Ooh, can I guess?
In the last 6 games, you've
got the bell out.
Okay.
I'm ready to.
Okay, I'm ready. Let me phrase it in the form of a question. In the last six games, how many times? In 6 games, do you think James Harden has led in one of those categories?
6.
Yes. Yes. And one of the games versus Houston, he led in both rebounds and assists. And pretty much every other game, except when Westbrook did it versus Dallas, Harden has led in assists. And his leading is in the double-digit range. It's 10 rebounds, 9 rebounds, 10 rebounds. Prior to that, every other player that was getting 6, 7, 8 rebounds. Like, I do think it's going to work. I do think we are terrible in clutch time.
Oh, well, we weren't. Hey, we weren't when we were in the building.
fair.
We were not fair. When we were in the building versus Houston.
But you
Houston,
and I also...
Who's a very good team.
We hit on this in the last podcast, and I think we're really onto something. Kawhi Leonard may be our best player, although I think some of that is accolades, not stats. But he's not the guy to take the final shot. It's harder.
And I will die on this hill, and you will nail me to a cross as I firmly disagree with you, because he is the only player in NBA history to hit a Game 7 buzzer beater in the playoffs. He is the definition of clutch.
What has he done for me lately?
With a capital K.
He's not the guy.
You can't spell claw or clutch.
He didn't do that as a Clipper. It's been 4 years.
I'm just saying he's the guy. And look, James Harden is clutch. We saw that 4-point play. That was clutch. That was very clutch. Harden is clutch. Harden can be clutch. Now, I'm just going to go back to the game.
Hold on a second. I think Harden is our guy. This is an eye test statement. He's our guy when you're watching the game, and it happened last night, and you're like, oh my gosh, why can we not make a bucket? Who grabs the ball and drains a three? And the rest of our team are the guys that in those final minutes can't seem to score. Like, we really are having a hard time in clutch time. And that's not just me saying that.
Okay, so speaking of can't seem to score, last night it was 90-80.
This is about me in high school. I'm not interested.
In the fourth quarter, okay, it was 90-80 us in the fourth quarter. Then they put a lid on the basket. I want to talk about the fact, I want you to expand on two things. One, can Terrence Mann shoot and score? And two, what was going on with you in high school, man? How come you couldn't score with those ladies?
No, I scored a ton. I just was trying to make a joke.
You're doing a bit. No, but so Terrence Mann had one or two games where he put up double digits since he was a starter, and he's obviously not there to score, but he is definitely in a shooting slump. Hank, can the kid get out of the slump?
Well, I don't know what's going on there. Is it just that he's basically thrown into the starting lineup with, like, guys that must score and guys that must have the ball?
Zoo played phenomenally last
but
night.
Man only put up, but Mann only put up three shots.
He's been in such a slump. Now, 2 games ago when we beat Dallas, Mann was dunking. Mann was driving into the paint. Mann couldn't hit an outside shot to save his life. So what did he do? He went into the paint, got rebounds, got putbacks, got dunks.
Good.
And that may be what he needs to do. But also, you're absolutely right. You just said a mouthful there, Hank. He's
wildin'.
But he's out there with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, whose job is to shoot the basketball as
and
much
Harden.
As possible.
And Harden.
So you said something very
And by the way, we only shot 30% from three last night. Would you like to guess what the shooting percentage from three was for the Nuggets?
Okay, so we shot
30%. Paul George 0-for-4 from three. Mm. Kawhi Leonard 2-for-5. Harden 3-for-5 at least.
God bless him.
Powell 1-for-5.
Eesh. Yikes.
Not great.
Not good.
Not great.
Not good.
But what do you think they shot?
Oh man, we shot 30%. They beat us by like 20. they had to shoot 47%
from
three.
Pretty close. 45.5. I'm gonna call it. Ding 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 ding. But they did shoot 47.8.
Within 1.5% margin of error.
But they did shoot 47.8 from the field. That's pretty good.
Ty Lue said something very interesting.
Okay.
In the post game press conference. Take a listen.
You know, it's a mindset every single night. You gotta have it. If you wanna be good and you wanna win a championship, you talk about winning, that's gotta be your focus for 48 minutes is being good defensively. And tonight we wasn't very good.
Hey, Coach, you talked about the three-point shooting. You guys shot 20, only made 6 of them. Is 20 about the number that you want, or are you hoping for, you know, less than 20 three-point shot attempts?
No, we want 36 threes. Mm. That's our goal coming to the game, you know, every night. And so having 20 threes means we're not playing the right way. It means we're not getting to the paint, making the right play. We're not running enough pick and rolls to, you know, cause closeouts and things like that. And so it just wasn't a good flow to the game tonight.
Wow, that's a lot of threes. He wants us to shoot, dude.
That is
36.
A lot of threes. How many do you think we shot?
We I know for a fact because of what he just said. We only shot 20.
Just barely is barely over half what we're supposed to shoot.
Barely half. I mean, and also with Terrence Mann in such a shooting slump, he's not hoisting up the threes because he doesn't have the confidence. And the best way for a shooter to get out of a shooting slump is to do it by shooting. So I think he needs to just keep hoisting them up. James Harden needs to shoot more. And I think that was a big knock on him coming here was that they were worried that he wouldn't wouldn't distribute the ball enough, which I think is insane since he led the league in assists. How do you not share the ball enough and lead the league in assists simultaneously? That's insane.
Yeah, that's really
a casual
nuts.
Take.
It's really
but
nuts.
He does need to, James does need to shoot more. And so everybody needs to shoot more threes except for Ivica Zubac. Don't you dare. Don't you dare do it.
Well, we've seen flashes of finally getting what we've always wanted from him, right? What we have always wanted is for him to get the ball and seamlessly
Him and
jump.
Kawhi were the answer, and Ty Lue just put them in way too late last night, and that's why we lost. I mean, among many other reasons.
Well, among many other things, including Reggie and DeAndre.
Almost getting 60.
56 points combined between
Jeez
the two of them. Is not great
that is
defense
the,
for us.
That is, I guarantee you, you take those 56 points that they scored. I mean, DeAndre had 20 what?
Points?
Yeah.
21.
21 points.
And Reggie had 35.
I guarantee you, combine every game of his this season, and it doesn't even add up to 20.
Very possible.
I'm telling you,
I really
accumulated points.
I have to say again, I couldn't be happier for DeAndre Jordan. Again, he has said in interview, he just wants a home, man. Some of these guys play a long career.
I saw him pregame
when
he was in the
league. Just want to contribute.
He was going in the dunk line, whatever, and he was going on the rebound side, and I shouted out to him. I was like, Deej! And he looked at me, and I gave him the thumbs up, and I just lit up like a Christmas tree. And then he saw me and pointed at me and gave me the double thumbs up and smiled, that giant, beautiful grin. I love DeAndre Jordan. I love his energy. I miss him.
And he got you a free chicken sandwich.
He got us a free chicken sandwich. And by the way, the last time when we won, we got free chicken sandwiches, and my stupid app did not work, but don't worry, fans. I got it working. You have to enable the location services, and I thought I did. I'm sure it was my fault and not theirs. It was definitely their fault, but regardless,
I'm not sure.
They got it right last night, and DeAndre Jordan gave everyone who was lucky enough to be in attendance a free chicken sandwich, and I'm going to eat the heck out of that chicken sandwich either tomorrow
or
the next day.
Well, it came from a loss, and so I hope it tastes like sand in your mouth.
Oh.
I hope you take a bite of that thing, and I hope it tastes like dust from the inside of an old stuffed animal, and you bite it and you say, I never should have cashed in this free reward. It was bought with failure. I hope you hate that sandwich.
That's a very hurtful thing to say.
Well,
what if I go down to the beach with an old stuffed animal, rip out the stuffing, and eat sand together? Do you hope that tastes delicious?
No, I don't. And also, if you're not going to eat your sandwich, I'll take the voucher if you want to give me the voucher.
So you'll eat the sandwich.
Well, I wasn't at the game. So for me, it would just be.
Oh, so you're the hero.
A lot of people would say I am the hero.
All right, Hank, look, before I let you go, I mean, everyone was just expecting gloom and doom on this episode.
Oh, no
and
way.
This
was not a moral victory. This was a failure.
No, it was a huge failure.
This was a failure.
Huge
you
failure.
Wanted to win this game. And but
no Aaron Gordon, no Jamal Murray, no Joker.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do take some, when we're poking around an idea on the podcast for several weeks, and then we see it in a game, and then it becomes news, and the actual Clippers reporters and the coach and all that are talking about it. I do take some optimism for it, and I think we've got crunch time issues. I really do. I hear you about
right.
Kawhi Leonard hitting that shot. I really do. It was a great shot, but we don't play
it wasn't
great
for us.
In the final minutes. We need to.
Right.
So
but
the season
we have,
is,
but yeah, I
the
get
season
it. I
is
get it.
82 games and no
is.
Team has played 20. We're not a quarter of the way through. We're not 10 games under 500. And I know that because I know what it feels like to be 10 games under 500.
Oof, we're 2 games under 500
we're
right
two games
now.
Under 500. It's not great. It's not
We've
what I want.
We've got 3-4. We've got Sacramento that'll be Sacramento on night 2 of a back-to-back for our night 1 of a back-to-back. Then we've got Golden State at Golden State. Day off, home versus Golden State. So we got, look, if we go 2-1 in that stretch, that's not enough to get over the hump, and we really need to. And then I just know for a fact, by the way, that TBD week, okay? So the week after is TBD. Here's the good news. We're going to get one home game and one away game, TBD. And the teams to be determined will be the teams that we only play three times in the schedule. Guess what team we only play three times this season and can possibly play during that TBD week?
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna make three guesses, and you tell me if I've got it in my trifecta. Portland, Memphis, San Antonio. Okay.
It's in there.
So that now I'm gonna say
one of those teams could be the TBD team I'm talking about.
San Antonio.
San Antonio, we could literally play San Antonio at home.
They suck.
We could play San Antonio at home,
they
for God's sakes.
They suck.
Oh my
god.
And by the way,
to really cut off any sky is falling pessimism, because it's easy to say, oh yeah, we're already a quarter through the season. We're 3.5 games out of sixth. Like we're right now not in the playoffs. It's too early to look
no
at it.
No one is
being
running away with the West right now, except for Minnesota, and that's just not going to last. It's not going to last.
No, but we're 3.5 games out of a guaranteed playoff spot, and it's really also just idiotic for me to use the expression out of the playoffs when we're not even a quarter of the way through the season. For a
Here's
lot of people,
the
season
I will
hasn't
do,
started.
I will do a gloom and doom, sky is falling Clipcast. If we are under 500 after 20 games, I will absolutely hem and haw and cry and howl at the moon and the wind. I will absolutely do that. And by the way, I hope everyone
enjoyed
the full
Beaver Moon the other
night.
That's only 4 games away, buddy. That's only 4 games away, and we're two games under 500. Yeah, that's maybe you ought to like set your maybe you ought to adjust that prediction.
No. I'm telling you, after 20 games. That's a quarter of the way through the season. If we are a losing basketball club, you will hear gloom. You will hear doom. You will hear me howl at the moon. And not the full Beaver Moon from the other night, because full Beaver Moons don't come around that often. And we had one the other night. I hope you enjoyed it. The moon has been fabulous these past couple days.
Oh,
the
my gosh.
Visibility in Los Angeles.
There's a great one tonight over the Burbank bike path, the Chandler bike path as I drove home. It was gorgeous. Really gorgeous.
Oh, the moon's been
great. We had a ring around the moon 2 nights ago. Did you see that one? It's nice.
I did. And then I saw a ring around the sun the other day in over one of these great South Bay marine layers. It wasn't even a marine layer. It was just like a little bit of a cloud cover, but it was still a lovely day. Anyway, look, before I let you go, Hank.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You and I, we got to do it. It was a great segment with Hal Rudnick, but the world needs to hear from Burbank Hank. What do you think are things found in James Harden's beard? I'm asking you, Burbank Hank, the tooter of his own horn.
Toot, toot.
Some would argue probably too much tooting
toot,
from this guy.
Toot.
What do you think are things found in James Harden's beard,
well,
sir?
For sure, one of the things that are found in there is a first-class plane ticket to Las Vegas for the in-tournament cup championship game, because that's the only way he gets to go.
I thought you were going to say for the after party, because it's at Spearmint Rhino, and he is locked
in. I would never retread.
I don't even know
House
what that place
joke.
Is.
I would never
I don't
do
even
it.
Know what that place is. I'll tell you one thing you cannot find in James Harden's beard is a sensible timeout while parked on the hardwood holding the ball.
Oh, my gosh, don't.
And we have two timeouts
Ty Lue
left.
Is trying.
And we're down 4. You cannot find a timeout in that beard. Not a sensible one.
No, Ty Lue is trying now. Ty Lue is trying. He was trying to get a timeout, and the ref didn't hear him.
I understand, but James Harden was holding the ball and could have easily, at that moment, pulled a T.O. timeout out of his beard, and it would have been the best. It would have been the best thing for him to pull out of his beard at that moment.
Well, yeah, it would have been, but we didn't get it. We only
right,
got
a couple more things found
in James
Harden's
beard. The only thing
James
we got
Harden's
was beard. The first-class plane ticket to Las Vegas. That's what we
all
got.
All right, here's another thing found in James Harden's beard, okay? Leather isotoner gloves, keeping your hands warm.
Gotta keep those hands warm. Gotta keep them so low. And what's
maybe
fun about
put them
them
on while you're driving great distances. You don't want to callus up on a long drive.
They're hot
you
pink.
You know what I mean?
They're hot pink and to not match only that, sneaks.
L.A. is a desert town. You got to get those hot pink isotoner
leather
gloves.
Oh, mine are so,
gloves.
So dry. If I had isotoner. Are they the kind with the lotion in them?
He's got lotion in his beard, so he could pull out some lotion from his beard and put, I guess, gloop up that lotion. I guess inside the glove is the picture you're painting with your words?
Yeah, they have that. That's a thing. A glove with lotion, it is a thing that the ladies sleep in to keep their hands soft.
Oh, it's for ladies. Oh, I've been putting lotions in gloves for years.
That's
right,
weird.
So
that's weird. I would also say in there, I would also say in there is hot pink shoe polish for his isotoner gloves and his hot pink sneakers
and his hot pink shoes. That's hot pink shoe polish.
Hot
that's
pink
right.
shoe
pink
polish.
Highlighters.
Keep them
pink
nice and shiny.
Pink highlighters for taking game notes.
Nice and shiny. And then I would also hope that he has many, many, many more 4-point plays to be used in the final seconds of upcoming games as we got
oh,
a guy.
Oh, sure. I'd love for him to pull out of that out of his beard. And here's the one last thing that he has in his beard, okay? Absolutely 100% guaranteed James Harden has this in his beard. The sound of the horn.
Don't give up hope. The season's not over yet. We got this.
I regret gloom and doom after 20 games. It's going to be depressing next week.